Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. While we await the horrible announcements from the Federal Open Market Committee at 2 o'clock this afternoon and from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis at 8:30 tomorrow morning, let's take a moment to explain the difference between price and cost. Remember, no matter what politicians and bureaucrats may try to get you to believe, there's no free health care or free community college tuition. At best, the truth is that the immediate beneficiary of the benefits didn't directly pay for it. If you think that the government provides something for free, you don't understand the difference between price and cost. Here's an example to help you understand the distinction. When you buy a gallon of gas or a loaf of bread, you know the price of those items. However, the cost to you is what you alternatively may have used the same funds to purchase. When you pay a higher price for gas or bread, you have fewer funds to spend on anything else. If the price of gasoline doubles, you may curtail your driving to use less of it or make other adjustments to your budget. When the price of electricity or natural gas jumps, some people adjust their thermostats to reduce consumption, which makes their lesser comfort part of the cost. Calling health care or community college tuition free is not only incorrect, it is deceptive. There are expenses incurred in providing these services, and these costs are paid by someone, somewhere, somehow. Remember, governments do not have resources of their own. Ultimately, the costs of free government services are paid by higher taxes, by inflation of the money supply that reduces the purchasing power of your funds, or through government borrowing, which merely postpones higher taxes or inflation of the money supply. So, the next time you hear that you can have something for free, remember that there is never a zero cost. And if you cannot identify who is paying that cost, typically that means you are indirectly the one whose funds have been taken to cover that cost. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.